All right, so I didn't want to do this today at all. I was thinking about hopping on my Instagram and being like, oh, I'm gonna skip this one today, guys, because I can't deal with it. So I'm gonna be fully transparent and say that I am in a really tough place right now. I know I've shared a little bit the last couple of weeks, but it seems to be getting worse, my depression, and I feel like I'm falling back into a place that I haven't been in a long time. It's starting to feel very similar to my experience at the end of 2018 when I first moved home, and I was just so depressed I could barely get out of bed. And it's not as bad, but I'm having moments that are they bring me back. Yesterday I had an anxiety attack, and I have Bible study on Monday nights. So it happened right before Bible study, and I really didn't want to go. But, you know, the last 10 minutes before I had to leave, I was battling back and forth between whether I should go or not. And last minute, I made myself go, even though I didn't want to, and I cried the whole way there. It ended up being the best thing I could have done for myself. And so I don't know how long this episode is going to be, but I wanted to do it on video. I wanted to record it on video because I'm struggling with a lot of things that I used to struggle with. And one of those things is body image, self-image. I'm having a really, really hard time with that right now. And it's hard for me because I never know when I go through periods like this if it's a spiritual attack or if it's physiological, if it's psychological. I don't really know how to approach it, so I'm kind of trying to figure it out. I think some of it might be that it's time for me to go talk to somebody again. Some of it might be a chemical, hormonal. I really need to start watching what I'm putting in my body, though I thought I was doing better at that, but apparently I'm not. So that could be it. But so that's why I wanted to hop on video, because I'm trying to push myself out of what I'm dealing with right now. Not that that's necessary all the time. I will probably end up just holing up in my room for the rest of the day and letting that be okay, but I did want to do this. And I really didn't want to record because I'm really not in a place where I feel like I can encourage people. But what I learned, something that I'm learning, and something that popped out to me again yesterday when I went to Bible study, is that I think it's really important to share in every stage of your life. And I think especially if you're somebody that struggles deeply with depression, loneliness, sadness, whatever it might be, it's very easy if you're online in a place where you're trying to encourage and you're trying to support people, it's very easy to just be like, well, I'm gonna step back for a minute and gather myself and get to a better place, and that's okay. And I've done that for the last 6.5 years since I've been online. But it's also created this inconsistency for me, and I don't like that. I feel like I'm showing up and pulling back and showing up and pulling back. Maybe that's okay, and I think it has been, because at least I keep trying. But also I'm starting to feel like maybe I just need to take the little energy that I have and still show up and just be honest in the middle of my darkness and my depression. Because last night I did that. I was just honest with the girls in my group, and God has blessed me with the most amazing women. I'm just so thankful. But I was afraid that I might be a burden, and I was afraid that I might discourage. But what ended up happening is, in me being honest and vulnerable and crying, it opened up space for some other people to be honest and vulnerable about where they were and not feel like they were a burden to by being honest. And so we ended up having this really great, loving, compassionate conversation where we just held space for each other. And those that had the capacity and the energy were able to support those of us that didn't. And those of us that didn't were able to be honest. And it made all the difference. And it's just amazing. I know it was the enemy that was trying to keep me from going to that group because it was just so significant for me. So what I learned is, I think, number one, we're supposed to bear each other's burdens. That's something that we're called to do. And that's not like if you're around somebody that is doing a lot to cause their own suffering and they want everybody else to clean that up for them, that's not bearing each other's burdens. But it's like there are times when we're going to suffer and we're going to struggle with something, whether that be a tragedy in the family, in our lives, whatever, or just mental health, emotional health internally, and we're called to help each other through that. And that really is walking in the way of Jesus. And so while in this journey for me online, I've stepped back every time I felt really heavy, and a lot of that has been just because I haven't had the energy. What I'm realizing is I don't think it's necessarily discouraging to share this stuff. And if you are somebody that hasn't struggled deeply with depression or whatever, then it might feel discouraging, and feel free to, you know, stop listening, whatever. That's perfectly fine and totally understandable. But I think if you are somebody that has struggled or that does struggle, somebody sharing in the middle of their struggle, the encouragement in that is just that somebody else knows what you're going through and you don't have to feel alone. And I think when you're really at the bottom and you're really in a pit and everything feels dark, what you need in that space, it's not necessarily bubbly energy and everything's gonna be okay. It's just to know that you're not alone. Because if you're anything like me, you know, I have the tools in my tool belt. I know about mental health. I know about mindset work. I know about how to eat to fuel my body for brain health. And, you know, I know about spiritual. I know to go to the Bible to help me when I'm struggling. But sometimes you get paralyzed and you just can't. And there's a lot of narrative out there that suggests if you can't pull yourself out of it, then you're not doing something right. And the last thing you want to hear when you're depressed is that you're not doing something right, because you already feel, I'm pretty sure for the most part, you already feel like you're not doing anything right at all. So you don't need that, oh, just mindset work your way out of it, you know, just read your Bible and everything's going to be okay. While those things are fantastic and they're wonderful tools, and of course, having the Word and having Jesus in your life is the best thing in the world, sometimes things just suck. And you don't know why, and you don't know how to get out of it. And you can try to do the work, but it doesn't work, or you just don't have the energy. And then the shame and guilt start to set in because of the narrative. And I just want you to know that you don't have to feel ashamed. You don't have to feel guilty. I know how hard you're working. I know that it's a struggle and it's okay. And you're not alone. And in the past, when I struggled with this stuff and I didn't know Jesus, it was just all discouragement and hopelessness all the time. And I still feel discouragement and I still feel hopeless. And I wonder, and I was talking to the girls last night and I was saying, so I wonder where my testimony is now. Like, how do I continue to share Jesus if there isn't a testimony attached? Like, I thought that I was delivered from my anxiety and depression and hating myself and my body dysmorphia, my self-image issues. And here I am again, struggling with all the same things I did in my 20s, all of a sudden. And I'm like, okay, so where's my testimony in that? But there's still plenty of testimony. I mean, I still don't struggle with codependency. I've still been single for 3.5 years, and I'm definitely healing in that area. And while I am feeling a lot of the same way that I used to feel, I'm not turning to the same coping mechanisms that I used to. Somewhat I am. I still struggle with food. I still struggle with sugar, and that also adds to poor mental health. So it's just, you know, trying to figure everything out. It's exhausting. And you want to do all the right things. And you want to try this and try that, but it just gets so tiring trying all the time. And you're just like, man, no matter what I do, it just does not seem to be working. And my first instinct is to be like, okay, I'm not surrendering enough to God, you know. And that might be true, but also all of a sudden I have no idea how to do that. All of a sudden I have no idea how to utilize all the things that I used to get through this stuff. It's just, it's very hard to explain. But back to, you know, the testimony part. I definitely am better where I'm not turning to going out and drinking or going out and looking for validation in men, where especially when I was struggling with my body image and my appearance, that's the first thing I would have done. And I also would have put myself on a strict diet, and I would have probably gone and worked out 3 times a day for the next 3 weeks. And then after that, I, you know, would get to a point where like I felt better, and I would just go out as many times as possible and get attention, because I needed to do whatever I could possibly do to make myself feel better. And it was always trying to find worldly things and things on the outside. Where now I'm struggling, but I know that my number one is God. And I know, you know, and like especially moments like last night where I was struggling so hard, and I didn't want to go to Bible study because it meant being around people. It also meant inviting Jesus in. And I was at a place where I couldn't do that myself. I just, like I said, I'm struggling to connect. And there were so many things that the girl said last night that were so significant and so amazing. One of them was we tend to, especially if you have had a very significant experience being saved and you first become a Christian, and in that space you have all of these amazing moments and you feel so connected to God and everything feels so good, and that happens for a while, and then all of a sudden it kind of slows down, where it becomes more about faith and knowing he's there when you don't feel him. And we get addicted to that feeling, and when that feeling goes away, it's like, are you even there? You know what I mean? And another thing, oh my gosh, one of my other friends said was, and this is so true and it's such an amazing thing to think about, but it really is a relationship. You're the bride of Christ, right? So at the beginning, he's pursuing you and pursuing you, and you know, you feel good and it feels like the honeymoon stage, and then you get the ring on your finger and it's like, okay, now we go into commitment, we go into faith, we go into commitment, and it's not going to feel good all the time. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs. There's going to be a lot of times that feel hard, and that is what a marriage is like. And that makes so much sense. You know, when you get married, it feels so great at the beginning, and then you make the commitment and you start to fall into a routine and things start to get hard, and you have to make your way through it with discipline and commitment and faith. And that was just such a good analogy and so amazing to me, and it made things make so much sense. But anyway, so coming on here and sharing this with you scares me, because I feel like, well, I made a commitment to sharing Jesus online and all of the amazing things that he's done for me in my testimony. And now, like, am I going back on that? Because I said he's delivered me from a toxic relationship with my body and from anxiety and depression. And now here I am again, realizing that I still don't have the greatest relationship with my body. And I still struggle with depression and anxiety. But Jesus is still good. And I still have hope in places that I never had hope before. And I look around and I'm safe and I'm provided for. And I have so much love in my life. I have so many things that I never had before. The friendships that I have are just incredible. And there really is a peace around me. You know, being back home is, it's such a peaceful place to be, and I feel so blessed to be here. And I can see that my circumstances, I'm very blessed. And I often feel guilty because I feel like I shouldn't have anything to feel sad about or depressed about because of my outside circumstances. And a lot of people will tell you, I actually had a comment on a TikTok video recently where it was like, how dare you talk about trauma like narc abuse or whatever when there are people dying, being bombed, and, you know, homeless people and whatever. People will shout that at you because there's always going to be people that are in worse situations. And that might be true, but it doesn't make your situation any less painful. And it doesn't make it any less significant. And I think y'all know that the battle within is really tough. There's a lot of battles outside in the world that we can see, but the stuff going on inside of us, man, that's where the enemy likes to hang out the most, especially in our culture right now. So don't let anybody make you feel like that isn't significant and that doesn't matter, because it does. You matter. The things that you struggle with matter. Your depression matters. And I know how hard it is. And I get so frustrated. I'm just like, why? Like, I have nothing to complain about. And I have Jesus in my life. Why am I not feeling better? Like, why do I feel like I'm going backwards? The truth is, I'm not going backwards. It feels like I am. And that is the enemy. The enemy will tell me that I'm going backwards, but I'm not. So yeah, I'm struggling with a lot of the same things that I did before, and I'm in a place where my emotions are everywhere, and the sadness I'm feeling is so deep. But I've seen God's hand in my life in that place before, so I know I'm gonna come out on the other side. And I also know that sharing this not only helps other people, but it helps me. And that's important. And I think we really need to get rid of the narrative that we shouldn't be sharing in the dark places. And we should only share what we've been through after we've been through it. Because while, again, this might be discouraging and whatever to somebody that is up here, that is in a really good place right now, and that's totally understandable, this might be helpful to somebody that just needs somebody to tell them that they're not alone. And I really think that that is the kind of encouragement that you need when you're depressed. So I think where I was going with this is, who even knows? I'm doing the best I can right now, and I just wanted to have something for you, because in the past, like I said, I would have come in and out, and I'm trying to just stay consistent no matter where I am and understand that there is value in every season of my life, no matter how dark it might seem, and believe that God wants to share something through me that will help others in places that to me look like would just be discouraging to people and wouldn't matter. So that's why I'm showing up. And that's the encouragement that I want to give you today. If you are battling internally and things feel like they're never going to get better, or you just feel so sad and you don't know why, and you're trying and you're trying and you're trying, and you're doing all the things that you're taught to do to get better, and nothing seems to be working, just know you're not alone. There is nothing wrong with you. You are valuable. You have so much to share. You have so much value. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And that's just the truth.